Welcome to Skills of the Future, a podcast by Perennial Talent. In this mini-series, we explore the skills and competencies needed to face the new realities of work.
Welcome to our Skills of the Future podcast, and our theme for this series is applying skills and competencies to the world of work. Today, we're going to be focusing on leadership development. My name is Christine Lamotte, President of Perennial Talent, a competency-based talent management solutions company. My guest today is Dr. Lawrence Price. He is the Director of Organizational Development and Talent Management at TD Industries. Dr. Price directs technical training programs as well as developing learning management system and e-learning content. He also developed and launched a leadership development program that included enterprise-wide succession planning, frontline leadership program, executive training, and soft skills training. Prior to this position, Dr. Price was the Director of Organizational Development and Continuous Improvement at Trinity Industries. And what I admire about you, Dr. Price, is your strong belief in the need to grow. I guess, hence your passion for leadership development. We're so happy to have you on our podcast today.
Thank you, Christine. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you agreed to do that with us. So tell me, how are you managing during these challenging times?
Yeah, I think, you know, from a personal perspective, you know, you try to create routines and structure. And, you know, for me, at the beginning of the pandemic and working remotely, working from home, I think I was where a lot of people were at, where the blending between being at home and working was just becoming confused. And I think over time, you just get better at kind of compartmentalizing your day and kind of making sure that you're taking care of your health and your mental health and your stress. In addition to being as productive as possible.
Yes, I think it was that huge adjustment that a lot of people made. You're right, you know, when we started working remotely, there are people who are, of course, very comfortable and familiar with working at home. But for those who didn't, trying to maintain a balance, a healthy balance, proved to be very important, because we're seeing right now a lot of mental health issues, you know, with a lot of the guests we're speaking with. So how has leadership development changed, Dr. Price, with this pandemic?
Well, you know, at TD Industries, we've been practicing servant leadership for nearly 50 years, since the early 1970s. And so for us, being servant leaders is really our North Star, even during the pandemic. When it comes to our leadership development program, and when we talk about servant leadership, we talk about it in three ways. We talk about the heart, which is really a focus on character development. Mm-hmm. We talk about smart, which is that competence, so functional competence as a leader. And then courage, which is what I think about as change leadership and the ability to drive continuous improvement inside the organization. But all of it starts with character development. And I think when you're in a during the pandemic or any time that a leader is under stress, that's when character is revealed. And so that's where we've been spending a lot of our attention, a lot of our focus on, is just all the different spaces where we can help leaders maintain their character, what we would say internally, stay above the line. And so you do the normal things, right, which is a pivot to virtual learning, e-learning content, increasing internal communications. But probably the things that we did that are a bit unique to us is in our leadership classes, we try to make sure that we create the space for dialogue, for conversation, for leaders to have some moments to reflect in their training classes. And I think conversations, dialogue, moments of reflection is just so critical right now for leaders to be able to do on a routine basis. One, to be effective individually, but also to have the capacity to be there for their teams, for their direct reports. Mm-hmm.
That is so important. And I've heard that from many of our clients. And it's been a stressful time for leaders and people in the HR community as well, in terms of coming up with solutions and learning to address, you know, situations, challenges that have been not that familiar, very new as a result of the pandemic. So what do you think is the biggest need that you've seen when it comes to leadership development? And does it apply to all management roles within an organization, or is it more focused on certain level of management?
Yeah, you know, to me, the biggest need continues to be a kind of a focus in on just where people's hearts are at as leaders, mm-hmm. and kind of focusing in on it, on that character piece. And I do believe it's something that's applicable to all levels of leaders. Mm-hmm. You know, and so in that conversation, when we talk about character development, there's basically two spaces that we ask for leaders to really kind of think about optimizing and doing more of. None of us are perfect in this space, but try to do it more often than not. The first is being focusing on humility, where we're talking about an emphasis on personal growth. So not false humility, where you try to play smaller than what you really are, but definitely not a place where you're trying to pretend to be something that you're not. So being authentic, being that transformative person, being a person that is really committed to achieving all the things that they possibly can achieve in their career. The other place, you know, when we talk about character and that we want to emphasize and grow in is love, right? The focus in on other people and how you help them to grow. So that's building those key relationships. That's having a focus in on how do I develop them and how do I be there for them? How do I show compassion? Mm-hmm. So many times in conversations, if we're not careful, we may not see people as people. We may just see them almost as objects, as mm-hmm. someone, as a resource, as a tool to get something done. And we won't really see the full person. And so we encourage leaders to take the time to pause and kind of build those relationships and make sure that they're driving and having those connections. And I really think both in the pandemic and beyond, that's going to be a critical piece of just leadership development kind of going forward for all organizations.
I agree with you. You know, when you're managing, I'm assuming, Dr. Price, that most of your leaders are working remotely, are they? Or are they in the office?
You know, our company is in the construction industry. And so mm-hmm. like a lot of industries, we have a distributed workforce. Mm-hmm. And so there's a space where leaders can work remotely, work virtually, but there's also a space where leaders have to be out of the office, out of their home offices, and being there with their teams in the places where they're operating and where they're doing work. You know, when I was in the part of my background is I'm a former Army officer, and in the Army we always say mm-hmm. that a part of leadership is by being present. And mm-hmm. being physically present sometimes with, especially with frontline workers that are in those critical spaces that have to be at work, I think is important for leaders to physically be there and to show up. And it's not just, when I say being present, it's not always being physically present, but I also think it's about being emotionally and almost in a way psychologically there. We had a frontline leadership class a while back, a few months ago, where one of the graduates said, it's important to be in the moment with other people, right? To be fully mm-hmm. present, hearing their conversations, and really, you know, paying attention to what they're saying and what they're sharing. And so it's great for leaders to be there physically where their workers are at, but it's also important for them to be fully present and listening to the conversations and the things that people have to say, their body language and how they're trying to communicate.
You know, I've heard a lot about mastering, you know, the art of employee engagement. Employees want to know that the organization, their leaders care. And I love that, what you just said. You really need to be mindful of the moment and what you're saying and how you're engaging. So what are some of the skills or other competencies you feel are most important for leaders today?
You know, I think there's quite a few, right? And I think when I first started out in my career, the focus has always been on functional competencies, right? And that's how you differentiate one leader from another. It's just how competent they are in their spaces. Mm-hmm. To me, you know, functional competency is almost table stakes today. It's not a differentiator. It's don't even pull up a chair to the table if you don't have, you know, certain skill sets, you know, the ability to communicate both, I think, in a public speaking space, but also one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Understanding of the business, understanding financial acumen, the ability to build relationships. Those are really kind of table stakes today. I think the things that are differentiators are a couple of things. One is the ability to be a problem solver and provide unique solutions to complex problems. And having the grit, the resilience, I would say, mm-hmm. to bring those solutions to bear on the organization. And whether or not that is an employee providing some insight or some feedback or bringing up a problem, you as a leader taking ownership of that and looking for ways to solve it and make real change in the organization, or if it's something that you self-assess as a leader, that this is something that we need to do as an organization and making those changes come about. But to me, being able to kind of solve problems in real time is something that's really important for leaders to be able to do. Mm-hmm. The second thing I would say is that, you know, the way that organizations are designed today, no one usually has access or direct control of all the resources that they need in order to create a change that they see is needed. It requires partnership. It requires getting people on board with you and being able to kind of walk hand in hand or arm in arm with other leaders to bring about change. And I think leaders that have those interpersonal skills, those mm-hmm. change leadership skills to be specific, to create the effective communication planning, the effective training plans in order to get buy-in within the organization to make change real, I think is also critically important. It's really a differentiator.
Mm-hmm. As you were talking about EQ and being sensitive and demonstrating empathy, and so those are not sometimes easy skills to master. So what can an organization do to make sure that, you know, their leaders develop these skills, especially during these uncertain times where some of these skills are really critical?
Yeah, I mean, so let's take something like empathy, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a couple of approaches, right? So as someone in my space, we can kind of break it down and say, these are the behaviors of someone that is showing empathy. Mm-hmm. You're making eye contact, your shoulders are square physically when you're listening to them. You're asking open-ended questions. You're stating things back to them to make sure, to demonstrate that you really understood what they've said. Mm-hmm. You can teach all of those behaviors and a person can demonstrate or execute those behaviors in a conversation. But the crazy thing about human beings is that if someone is faking it and they're just going through the motions, we can pick that up, right?
Yeah.
It's more than just teaching a leader the behaviors, right? Of this is how you show empathy. But they have to be committed to wanting to be empathetic to others. Mm-hmm. And that to me is a kind of a differentiator of this is an issue of the heart. This is an issue around character. This is a question about who we are and what things and who do we want to be. And to me, to kind of help motivate or help inspire a person to want to be a person with that kind of heart, a person with that type of character, right, is you want to make sure that they're getting feedback and building that self-awareness of how they're coming across. So, of course, you encourage managers, especially managers of other leaders, to have those honest, authentic conversations with their direct reports to help them to grow in that space. The use of 360 tools. And where they're getting feedback on how they're showing up and how they're coming across, I think is important. One thing that we use very effectively here at TD Industries, I believe, is group coaching events, where people are kind of getting 360 feedback as a group, as a whole, and then taking that journey on how they're going to respond to their 360 feedback and kind of figure out a way to move forward. I think all of those things are just really important for leaders to go through, because it's more than just teaching behaviors and teaching that this is what we want you to do, but it's inspiring people from the inside out, from their hearts, to be able to want to be the people that they need to be for their teams.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice when you can engage someone and coach them, and then they see the results or the impact that has, you know, on employee productivity or morale, et cetera. The value of investing in those types of skills, because what do you think are the future threats or pain points if organizations do not take the time to clearly define the leadership skills, you know, needed for success, especially during these times?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at a high level, right, we're talking about an adverse impact on organizational effectiveness, right? And that shows up in either, you know, the financial performance or a lack of innovation to kind of keep the business sustained long term. But if you're thinking about it from like a more tactical level, right, you're going to see things like high potentials, leaders in the organization exiting at a quicker rate. You're going to see a lack of bench strength, especially for your critical roles. You're going to see an over-reliance on external recruiting to fill leadership positions. You know, all of those to me are kind of, you know, especially from the HR side of the business, those are kind of the canary in the coal mine, things that you want to pay attention to really understand what the organizational health is and how your people strategy may or may not be positively impacting the organization's future.
Mm-hmm. Very good points. So what actions can organizations take today to mitigate these threats? And do you have any advice for other HR professionals who are looking, you know, to make their leadership development initiative more effective?
Yeah, to me, leadership development programs, there's usually one of two methods that you see, you know, HR professionals, organizational development professionals kind of go. One is where you kind of go and you find the strategy that a lot of organizations or the programs that a lot of organizations are using, and you try to copy and paste it into your organization. If it worked great for this company, and this company is great, then let's adopt what they're using and kind of move forward. And I think there's a time and place for that. And I think it can work. I think it's definitely possible. My approach is a little bit more around the second lane, which is around, you really have to become a student of your organization. You have to do the analysis and really understand where the organization is currently at. And there's a lot of data that I think for HR professionals to kind of dig into. You can really dig into the specifics around turnover data and just how different people inside the organization are being impacted differently. And as a result of what you're seeing from how people exit and the race of what they exit the organization from. Certainly succession planning conversations, hearing other leaders talk about what are the development needs of some of their high potentials, what are those critical roles in the organization where the bench is significantly weaker than others, in picking up on those themes. I think performance review ratings and looking at those themes as well as else that HR professionals have access to, and then of course, employee engagement surveys. So all those data sources to me are ways that HR professionals can use to really analyze and understand kind of where the organization is at from a people side, and then where those gaps are at, whatever those challenges, whatever the themes that emerge from that analysis, then use that to kind of fuel your framework for what leadership development should look like for your organization. And I think when it comes to getting buy-in from business leaders, because it's always a thing that HR professionals struggle with, is when you lay out for them the analytical work, the analytical journey that you took in order to arrive at your conclusions, it's a lot easier, a lot quicker to get buy-in for your strategies and buy-in for some of the things that you want to do.
Exactly. And then being able to measure that in terms of the kinds of change or the results, you know, you want your leaders to achieve within that. So I think it's so critical, leadership development, especially now, because of all of the different challenges leaders are faced with that they might not have been faced with pre-COVID. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Price, for being our guest today and for your great insights on leadership development. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina.